Ladies,
it's Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Boutique Connection, connecting you to boutique wine.
Hello, Renee. How's it going?
Hey, guys.
Drinkies. Here we are on a Thursday. Daylight savings has happened and now it's sunny.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That totally threw me this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anyone else suffered, but whoa. I had to get up early to go fishing on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty tough,
mm-hmm.
but
nice day on the water.
I want to swear, yeah, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Just glassy. There was so many fish. It was a really beautiful day, and I just got out of like my COVID isolation.
Yes.
So it was like an awesome little
freedom.
Treat. Yeah.
Yeah, nice one.
Which is kind of what brings me here today.
Mm-hmm.
I actually lost my taste. My ability to taste through COVID. So I'm still waiting for it to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But it meant that I couldn't do any of the wine judging I was supposed to do last week. So that was a real shame.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's like way worse symptoms. But I just wanted to talk about the... what.
Just move it.
Just move it. Do it. Okay. It's BFM. We can handle a good old creak here.
Don't. So self-conscious. Don't move the mic.
That was spooky, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like how food can affect the flavors of the wine. So it's kind of like a food and wine 101, real basic. And I brought my Filigree Field Blend Red with me, which is a 2017 wine. It's essentially a field blend of Cab Sav, Merlot, Syrah, few other grapes that we didn't know what it was, chucked in one ferment and fermented about 1,000 liters. So
how many bottles is 1,000 liters, Renee?
Roughly it's 1,200-1,300 bottles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not many.
Pretty limited edition. Is this so has this been out for public consumption?
Yeah, that's for sale.
Oh, 2017, oh yeah.
Yeah. That's for sale on Boutique Connection.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, I think I've got like 10 cases left.
Has it really hit its stride? Do you think 2017 is just on point in 2022, 23?
This is like one of the weirdest wines. It's got so much life left in it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really challenging vintage that year. We had a lot of rain and the fruit probably didn't ripen to that really luscious, ripe character. So... it's a more of a lighter style red.
Mm-hmm. It's quite a deep in colour. I was expecting it to be...
yeah.
Actually, when I hold it up, it's not too bad, but it is kind of quite light. I was looking, oh man, we're heading into like some sort of heavy
grunty
Merlot territory here.
No, this is actually one of those red wines that it's kind of cool these days to just chill it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're just going to like dive into a little bit of...
how to taste food and wine.
Well, essentially, what you taste is different to what I taste,
because
your mouth will have different microbes and saliva and pH going on, and you'll have eaten something different.
Yeah.
And
all that chocolate milk I drank about 10 minutes ago is like going to destroy this wine.
I can hear it curdling in your tummy right now. Mm. So... just like the process of like losing my taste has kind of made me become totally fascinated, because I went through this like weird phase of like being a bit cranky and a bit down and a little bit of reflux, sorry. But it's what I've discovered through a bit of research is that what's happening is my brain doesn't actually know that I am eating when I'm eating, because...
yes.
For some reason, the virus has attacked my taste buds.
Yeah.
A particular
straight
nerve.
Straight to the tongue, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
And so what's happening is my olfactory bulb, which is like a little nerve centre in the back of the nose cavity that connects to the brain, it's not like switching on.
Mm.
So it's
It'll spring back soon, though.
Yeah, it will. But it's kind of like it's just interesting. I love the science of things.
Have you eaten any foods that you would not normally eat just because you can't taste them? You're like, oh, finally I'll eat this bloody thing.
I know, like,
oh, those Brussels sprouts that have been in the cupboard for ages. Yeah, here we go.
Totally. I had to get my partner to like check the milk the other day because it was off.
Do you know that we had some milk in here when COVID was happening? That because we weren't getting a milk delivery and there was no one in the office, but we're coming in to do the radio show. And I think the milk went almost 8 weeks past the best before.
Yeah.
And it was still good. It was still good for me. It was like, I was like, I don't care.
Was it a little bit solid by that stage?
Nah, it was because I think it was just because no one was opening the fridge door on the regular. Like we were just coming in for the show in the afternoon and that's how I think it survived. But I was astounded. It was getting a bit touch and go.
Yeah.
But it was all right.
It was probably Anchor, eh?
Mm. I don't know. Nah, they're all the same, aren't they?
Yeah.
Anyway, back. This is not about me and my experience drinking old milk from the BFM fridge. This is about how to taste things properly.
So, yeah, like I just have been eating such spicy food just because it's the only thing that kind of makes eating enjoyable. Otherwise, it's just a real drag. So, wine tasting and food matching 101, we've got four items here in front of us. We've got something sweet, something acidic, something salty, and something fatty.
Mm-hmm.
So I reckon what we'll do is we'll do a little swig of wine.
Yes. By the way, delicious. I basically polished a glass in very short order. Chris, thoughts on the wine? Frank Booker?
I'm loving it. Mm-hmm. But I'm just quietly in the background trying to learn and marvelling about, you know, losing your taste. Like, I think I'd freak out.
Freaked out in the last couple of days. Mm. Yeah. At first I was like, no, this is, I'm good. And then like, I think 2 days ago I was like, this is really hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, you know, as a winemaker, it's like such an integral part of my identity.
Mm. Yes.
So it's pretty weird. But I would just love if you would, can you just say filigree?
Filigree.
Oh, so good. We're going to like soundbite that for later.
Why? Is it just because he's got a deep voice?
Yeah.
Mine's a bit more annoying and nasally.
A little bit.
Filigree.
Very cute. Okay, so we're going to taste a little bit of something sweet. So this is like some delicious chocolate.
Yeah, let's pass it over. Here we go. Here's some chocolate for you, Frank Booker.
Thank you.
And what do you think is going to happen? Like you can eat it. Go for it. To your palate, what do you think the wine is going to seem like once you've had this?
Delicious.
Mmm. Because you think red wine and chocolate, eh, goes together?
Mmm.
Excuse me. Let's try it. It's not actually what's going to happen. It might blow your mind.
I can't really taste the red wine anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mmm. Exactly. Mm. So,
wow.
The sweetness of the wine doesn't match the sweetness of the food, and it tends to make all of the acid and the tannins a little bit more aggressive.
Yes.
And all the flavor's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So sugar.
Yes, I was right.
Yeah, nice. I'm just staying quiet. Tell me when to say things.
Johnny, you're amazing.
Don't say that. Okay.
So now we're going to do acid. So I thought this was a lemon, but it's actually a lime. Sorry, guys.
Top me up, please.
Yeah, sorry. I just like, who's sculling this wine?
So yeah, that's like number one is the sugar of the food has to match the sugar of the beverage. And it might not even be... it might not even be wine.
That doesn't sound real, but it is.
It's not
actually. It's not a recording.
It's not a recording.
So grab a piece of lime.
Oh, sorry. If you're okay with.
Yeah.
My hands all
get
over
in
your
there.
Lemon.
It's actually lime.
Jen, do you want some
lime?
Wine?
Okay,
yeah.
It's lime.
No, I'm good.
Smells good.
But I'm enjoying this.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, that tastes good.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm awake.
Okay.
Yum.
I'm going in.
It's actually a good lime.
Chocolate, lime, wine.
And then wine.
Mmm.
Mmm. Okay, so that makes the wine look sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
It actually It's not a bad match, to be fair, but you can get a little bit of the wine flavour.
Yeah, I've got a bit of... I don't know. I've got a bit of... I still have some of the depth of that wine that I was getting before.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm...
there's still a bitterness there, eh? Yeah. So that's accentuating the tannin and the sort of bitter elements of the wine. So when we're doing like a wine and food match...
Mm-hmm.
We can't, let's not just think about like the protein. Is it fish or beef or lamb? What's actually happening with the dish? Have you got a sauce? Is it going to be really salty? Speaking of salt, let's have some salty chips. So heaps of salt can also make a wine look a little bit harsher and bitter as well. So salt is like, what it does to food is it brings out all the flavours and everything in the food, right?
I don't want to crunch my chips on the mic, sorry.
That's why I'm leaning back.
Thou shalt not crunch. But yeah, so it does the same thing to the wine. So whatever's in the wine, it accentuates. So if there's lots of tannin, if there's lots of acid, if there's lots of flavour, it will accentuate that. Sometimes that's nice. Sometimes
it's crazy how different this glass of wine tastes with all these different foods. It's like holy, it's like completely different.
It's mind-blowing, eh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember doing this in California. They did a sort of a Napa cab lineup with all of these elements, and it was like a completely different wine in each step.
So far I reckon I'd probably run with citrus. Out of the bunch, if I was going to be drinking this red wine, if I was pairing it with anything, so far I think the best cab off the rank was just when it was like on its own so far. But I guess we're kind of sitting, we're going like brute force, you know, as far as flavor profiles go.
So this is like pretty, you wouldn't have a meal that is just salty like just a sip. But it's quite interesting. You could probably pair this red wine with some Asian fusion-y kind of food, maybe some Vietnamese, which you would never think of. And I think I've saved the best to last, although I haven't tried it specifically.
We've got some goat's cheese. Of all the cheeses, probably the most controversial.
Well, it was the only cheese I had in my fridge.
I'm getting an enormous piece of goat's cheese here.
I think it's been...
I'm giving it a... smells like goat's cheese.
Brushed with, like, vine ash as well, which is kind of cool.
It actually tastes quite nice.
It's pretty good.
This is some good goat's cheese.
Or is this the blue cheese end of goat's cheese?
Wow, that is so fatty, eh?
Yeah.
But really light. It's got a little bit of a salty acid. And now we try the wine.
I feel like the wine's kind of back to where it started with the goat's cheese.
Yeah.
Agreed.
That's good match. That's what you want. Yeah. You don't want the wine or the food, well, depending on the restaurant, but you don't want one to outshine the other. And you want it to be kind of, there's a saying in the wine world, you know, you want to make peace with the wine. Like everything needs to be sort of on equal footing. So a similar level of sweetness, similar level of acid, similar level of salty kind of vibes. So, yeah, there's wine and food matching 101.
Okay. All right. Took my notes. Got it all down.
I'm intrigued about your taste buds throughout all of this.
Yeah. So I can't actually taste any BFM. I can't actually taste any flavors yet. Well, I can smell a little bit, but when I'm putting the food in my mouth, I'm only feeling it. So I'm feeling the sugar and the acid and the salt and the fat. So I've not actually been enjoying wine for the last week and a half, which is devastating. But I've read that it can take like 3 to 4 weeks to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least you know it is coming back rather than that early days of COVID where it was like, oh my god,
you know. That's so true. This is like, I only just got COVID now, so I've had what, how many years now?
2 years
of
waiting around.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I haven't had it yet.
Oh, have you not had it yet?
No.
Awesome.
Well, Renee's had it about nearly 3 weeks ago, so
yeah, you're good.
She's not contagious anymore.
You're good.
You just manhandled a piece of lime that you gave me and cheese.
Well, I've had it, so I'm like the barrier.
Fed it to
you. Yeah.
Wow. That was really romantic, guys. Wow.
Renee from Boutique Connection and Wah Wines, if people are looking for a limited edition, locally produced bottle of wine, Boutique Connection is the point
that they should
connect with?
Yes, they should.
Okay.
We still haven't quite opened the shop fully. There's a few wines on there, but it's sort of like, this is like the pre-release build-up on BFM. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So maybe in a couple of weeks, the shop will be completely open again.
All right.
And there'll be some exciting new wines I'll be bringing in, and hopefully I'll be able to taste them.
Is it just online or in
Yeah, so it's a wine subscription, and it's essentially just bringing in hard-to-get wines into a subscription pack for people. It's a really cool gift idea.
Mm.
So they do. There's a lot of like gift subscriptions that are being bought up for weddings and Christmas gifts and stuff like that. So you can choose 3, 6, or 12 month subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
it's all Chris, aka Frank Booker, like micro producers of wine. Mm-hmm. You know, people that just might have a bit of a hobby, but are also really good at their craft. And it's, I guess, a point of contact for being able to, you know, find and or track down these bottles of wine.
Mm,
Yeah, it's sort of like a mishmash of side hustle winemakers and actual, you know, small boutique brands that are, that's their number one gig. But it's basically, it's all pre-tasted. Once I get my taste buds back. But yeah, most of my mates that I like have, you know, kind of grown up with through the wine industry, so it's quite cool. Yeah, thanks guys.
All right, hey, thank you very much, Renee, and thanks Boutique Connection. We'll see you next week.
Your shout, yeah? Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Boutique Connection, connecting you to boutique wine.